الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وقال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, so I was reading the news and I read level 5 warning, winds are going to be very gusty and you can expect the waves to be very high and whatever it had together with it and the areas that will be affected. Straight away in me, the thought and the action, whatever plan I had for that date, no, we're not going anywhere. The weather is not good. The same with any appointments, and whatever we're going to do was all altered by what I read. Yet, these are symptoms that people see, and they decide. My Nabi, in the last 13 days, that he was sick, he said these few words. Taraktu fikum amrain lan tadillu. That I left amongst you two things. You'll never go astray. You'll never go astray. So wait. My Nabi, my life can pass. Allah has put a stamp. Wama yantiku anil hawa. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Whatever he says is not out of his carnal desire, not driven by a motive, not driven by knowledge and education to display it in front of the people as a lecturer, but it's wahi that was set down upon him and is conveying Allah's message. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, among Sahaba, if there's anyone might be able to narrate more than Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in hadith, will be Abdullah bin Amr bin As. Why? He wrote the hadith. So one day he was writing, so Umar radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was upset. So Umar radiallahu anhu caught his pen. He says, don't write. Why? You and I, when we upset, then if it is the wife, we'll say two words less. But if it's the staff, we'll say two words more. So we're driven by the anger to speak or to not to speak. Is the Nabi the same? So Umar radiallahu anhu held his pen and said, wait. So Abdullah bin Ammar bin As radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah, he says that I write and I record what you're saying. When you're angry also, should I write? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed to his tongue and he said, Uktub ha, ma kharajat min haza illa haqqun. He says, write it. Whatever is coming from this tongue is only haqq from Allah. Is only haqq from Allah. This is the teachings of my Nabi. On Quran, the first line displays the truthfulness and the authenticity of the words coming after that. Allah is saying, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. La rayba fi, not one speck of doubt. In Arabic, if you know, and people who know Arabic, we'll use three words for doubt. One is shak, the other is mirya, and the other is rayb. And if you categorize these words, or you say, we explain the meaning or the extent of doubt in it, shak will say it's 50-50. And mirya is saying that, you know what, without guidance and asking someone, I will not come to know. I went to a four-way, and then I decided, I looked, and he said, okay, go this way. That amount of doubt. And rayb is that for 1 second I stood, okay, yeah, this way. So Allah is saying on the words that are coming after this, in this kalam of minds, la rayba fi, there is not even a speck of doubt. Today we're living in this time, the weakness are not books and education and words that are passed on social media and forwarded from here and put on people's status. But the weakness is this, that you and I, are we convinced with this that it drives us to do it? Or it is like this, we're reading and we're treating it as a syllabus in a madrasa. Or am I convinced with the words of Allah and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Walid ibn Mughira, according to one narration, it is like this: وَلَا تُطِئْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ هَمَّازٍ مَشَّاعٍ بِنَمِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ أُطُلٍّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الزَّنِيمِ أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. So Allah spoke of 9 qualities, and I said, according to one narration, the 9 qualities that he, Walid ibn Mughira, has. So one, he says he's illegitimate. You're a child, what you know, what happened? So he said, okay, you know, the 8 is there. I can see the 8. I qualify for that. But this one year, I got to ask my mother. So he took his sword and he went to his mother and he says, tell me the truth. The Quran is saying that I'm an illegitimate child. So he says, I feared for your father and all what he owns. So the shepherd next door, you are from there. Quran and his truth and the promises of Allah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is the consensus of the ummah that the best after Anbiya alayhi salam is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, لو رجيت إيمان أبي بكر لإيمان أهل الأرض أو لو وزن إيمان أبي بكر بإيمان أهل الأرض لرجحت بهن. Says, you take imans of Abu Bakr and you put it on one pan of the scale, and the rest of the ummah besides Anbiya alayhi salam on the other pan, Abu Bakr's iman will weigh more greater. Bakr ibn Muzni says this, you know what, Abu Bakr, ma tasabaka bi kasrati siyam wa salat. He did not attain this with a lot of salah, a lot of fasting, or other forms of ibadat that we weigh in, that we will escalate our iman or our connection with Allah. But he attained this, ma waqara fil qalb, what has settled and weighed in his heart. In Arabic, this word is used when you load a camel. In the old days, when they're loading the camel, so you should put sacks on both sides and load the goods and tie it on the hump. And the camel, which was kneeling down, used to have difficulty to wake up with the load it has. So he says, awqartul jamal, I loaded the camel. So the same word is used for who? The iman of Abu Bakr. It was loaded with conviction in the words of Allah and Allah's Messenger alayhi salam that brought him to the status that after Anbiya alayhi salam, the best of the ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Again, I'm saying that the shortage is not knowledge that we possess. The shortage, not books. The shortage is that you and I, are we convinced with the words of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Or my lifetime is passing, and I'm saying, inshallah, inshallah, don't worry, you know what? Oh, it's only sunnat. Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, during the Khilafat of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, so he was staying in the place called Rabza. So Rabza was on the outskirts of Medina, and people used to use that road as a shortcut when they wanted to quickly reach Makkah Mukarrama. Not a usual road. So he lived there, then he fell sick. So his wife asked him, tell me something, if you die here, Abu Bakr, we the only ones live here. Myself and my daughter and you. Who's going to make your kafan? I'm an elderly woman. Who's going to make your janazah and salah, all these things here? What's going to happen? So he said these great words. Ma kazabtu wa ma kuzibtu. He says, I don't speak a lie. And my Nabi never lied to me. I was sitting in a gathering and we are about 10 people. And he says, لَيَمُوتَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ بِفَلَاتٍ مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ وَيَشَّدُهُ إِصَابَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He says, one of you, you're going to die alone. You're going to live alone. And a group of people are going to come. And they will make your kafan. They will give your ghusl. They'll make your kafan. And they'll you read your salah. So he says, مَا كَذَبْتُ وَمَا كُذِّبْتُ. I don't speak a lie. And the man who told me this, he doesn't lie. From the 10, they all passed away in the city. I'm left. But his wife says, but see, it's not even Hajj time. Who's going to go through this road? Normally they use this as a Hajj shortcut to reach Makkah Mukarrama quickly. He says, you go stand on the road and wait, you'll see. First day, she comes back, he says, in the sun like this, you're making a stand. The next day, says, Abu Bakr, you're dreaming. Abu Zar, you're dreaming. The third day, he calls his daughter and says to his daughter, cut the animal and prepare the meal. On that day, he was very sick. So he called and he says, cut the animal and prepare the meal and feed those people who are coming. No symptoms, no research, no Google. Words of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my son and your son will cut his hair like how he wants, and the Nabi will say, and the words are standing out, that don't cut like this. So he says, daughter, prepare the meal so that you don't leave them hungry when they came as my guests. So she follows the instruction. And from far, the wife can see as she's standing on the road that the dust is rising. So she takes a scarf and she waves it. And the people turn in that direction and come close. So she says to them, will you make ghusl of a man who is passing away and give the kafan? They say, who? He says, Abu Zar Ghifari. It was Abdullah bin Masood with 19 others that was traveling to Makkah Mukarrama. He says, Abu Zar Ghifari, they all came, and they came to him, and he made one more condition. The kafan you use will be from that person who has not worked in the government, or not worked in any administration, any section of the government. One Ansari stands up, he says, me. He takes this thing, and he gives it as a kafan. Ghusl is made. Janaza is read. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu, after that, the daughter says, the meals are ready. He says, what do you mean meals are ready? He says, my father had already told me that you are coming and prepared them. How is it so quickly the meals are ready? He says, my father told me that you are coming, and let it not be that my generosity does not show after my mort. That while I was living, I was generous, and while I passed away also, they seen my jood and sakha. Brothers, you and I today, We're sitting with this, and on the height of all ilm, and the height of all our recitation, and all what we're doing, are we really convinced, or conviction has reached the inside of our heart? Suraka bin Malik radiallahu anhu is chasing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the reward of 100 camels. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah Mukarramah and is on his way, he's taking refuge in a cave. And the Quraysh has set a reward that 100 camels for that person will bring Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Suraka, he's seen them passing, so he gave chase. He said, 100 camels, he took his horse, and he started galloping. As he comes closer, Abu Bakr says, you know what, there's someone coming closer. So he says, why are you frightened? Allahu fina bima shi'ta. Allah suffices against him with what he wants. The hooves of the horse sink into the ground, and he says, please make me mouth. I will not chase you. Second time. The third time, the greed for 100 camels pushes him forward again. The third time he says, make me mouth, but write me a letter that I met you. So he says to Amir bin Fuhaira, write the letter. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him and he says, Suraka, kaifa bika, iza labista siwari kisra. He says, what will be your condition that you will wear the bangles of Kisra, the king of Persia? Remember, like, you know, today equivalent, I'm telling you, you're going to wear Donald Trump's watch. That was equal. This was where, on the day that, you know what, he's fleeing from Makkah and concealing himself, and he's saying to him that there, what your condition will be, that you will wear the bangles of Kisra. So he said, Kisra ibn Hormuz? He says, yes. The time came in the Khilafat of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and the booty came from Persia. And the list of the booty came to Umar. Umar seated in the masjid, he's looking. He says, where's the bangles of Kisraya? He says, not in this list. He says, there's nothing there. We counted everything. We wrote, he says, never. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, before he passed away, came in my ears and said, make sure you fulfill the promise of my Nabi, that when the bangles of Kisra comes, you make sure you make Suraka wait. My Nabi never lies. Go and look again. As they go through it and they find the bangles, and he says, come Suraka, my Nabi said to you this is the amanat I am giving you on behalf of him. Brothers, this is a real story. Ali ibn al-Madini says this, that Allah has protected the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with chain of narration. Lawla al-isnad, laqala man qala ma qala. If it was no narration, no chain of narration, then you know what? Anyone would have said anything. But Allah to store this for you and I to practice, not to build a syllabus for a madrasa, but to bring practically in our life the teachings of our Nabi. We saved it. Hatib ibn Balta, before this, a non-Muslim, amongst the Meccans and the Medina people, they had friendship. The Medina people were fond of coming to the Kaaba, so they had friends in Makkah, and the Meccans used to go to Syria, to Sham, to do business. So they used to pass by Medina, stay one night, stay with their friends there. Until Islam came, and some opposed Islam, and some agreed with Islam. So amongst the friendship was these two people, Sa'd bin Mu'az and Umayy ibn Khalaf. So Sa'd bin Mu'az comes to Makkah, and he stays at the house of Umayyah bin Khalaf. This was after he accepted Islam. And he was amongst the first to accept Islam also. So he says to Umayyah bin Khalaf, is there any good chance of making tawaf of the Kaaba while no one is looking or hardly anyone is there? He says, yeah, let's go. So happened they go, Abu Jahl was making tawaf. Or Abu Jahl was at the Kaaba. So he says to, you're lucky you would Abu Safwan, otherwise you will not go home safely. Because you all gave refuge to that man Muhammad. So he raised his head. He said, you stop me from making tawaf of the Kaaba, I will stop your caravans from going through past Medina. And you want to do business. So he raised his voice. So Umayyah bin Khalaf says, what are you doing? This is our leader. How can you talk like this? He says, hey, what are you talking? I heard from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he's going to kill you. Your life is going to be taken. So he looked, he heard. Non-Muslim. So he went home, he said, you heard what he's saying? He says, what he's saying? He says, Muhammad is going to take my life. I asked him in Makkah, he says, no, you don't know. From that day, this man, Umayyah, did not travel out of Makkah. The call came for Badr. He's sitting in his house, 10 times he's hesitating. When I go, don't go, go, don't go. Why? Muhammad said he's going to kill me. And the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at his hands I'm going to die. So Abu Jahl came and said, you know what? Everyone will think, you know what? You're a sissy over here, you're not coming out. You rather, otherwise other people will take you as a proof and they will stay at home. You also come out. So he said to his wife, hey, I have to go. His wife said, don't you know what's going to happen? He says, no, but I'll go one stop and come back. Then I'll make a plan and come back. So as is when his mouth was calling him. Brothers, these were non-Muslim, had conviction in the words of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Utbah and Utaybah were married to the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ruqayyah and Umm Kulsum. And when the surah was revealed, their parents ordered them to give talaq to the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Utbah, besides giving talaq, he abused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in turn said these words, Allahumma sallit kalbam min kilabik. Wallah, let loose one of your dogs upon them. So he came to his father and he told to his father, he says, when you abused him, the father asked Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was his father. He says, when you abused him, what he said? He says, one of the dogs are going to be let loose upon me. He says, I fear your life, my boy. So every time they travel, they used to take all the goods and make it in the pile, and they used to make him sleep on the stack. And the rest of the group used to stand, sleep on the bottom and keep guard. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only said it. It was enough. But the istidat and the ability to have this yaqeen is in us. When we read the weather, we convince. When we read other things, we convince. The doctor told us, on symptoms also, we convince. But by Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 1400 years ago, a Quran is full of it. A book of hadith is full of it. And we're still battling to, we're negotiating our heart and saying, inshallah. So on one journey he went, and the area which was, there was a lot of lions in that area. So they all, like normal, they took their goods and they made it into a pile and they put Utbah on top and they're all sleeping down. The lion came, sniffed each one, and then he climbed on top and took his neck. This is the words of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hatib bin Abi Balta, during conquest of Makkah, he wrote to the Meccans and his family there that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is intending to attack in the conquest of Makkah. He gave away the secret of the Muslims. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed through wahi that this person has given your secret away. So he said, Ali radiallahu anhu, Zubair bin Awam and Abu Marsad al-Ghanawi, he says, catch up with that lady where he sent the message with. So they went and finally they caught her. He says, give us that letter. On the road, they searched the bags, they searched her goods, they can't find it. They came to Ali was Amir. He says, Ali, we can't find the letter. So Ali says to her, you know what? my Nabi never lies. We're going to take off your clothes and take the letter away. She put her hand inside. There's the letter. My Nabi never lies. Brothers, we're sitting in this century that we believe everything. What we see on our phones, Instagram, people are deceiving, putting other people. So many people I saw, they were saying, you know, we proposed to this girl, but the picture is not the same. But we are convinced. Says, no, when I see him in real life, he's not the same person. So many other things, brothers. But the words of Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we kept aside. And these are the things that is going to bring our salvation. And these are the things that are going to elevate and escalate our iman. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu comes to Umar radiallahu anhu. Ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum. They recognize him like they recognize their sons. They recognize him, or the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because the sifat and attributes are written in their scripture. So Abdullah bin Salam says that, you know, let me tell you something. That we're more convinced that the Nabi is the Nabi of Allah. Then I am convinced that I am the son of my mother. I still got to check that up. I don't know really. To this extent, the conviction of these people. Quran can be read. Hadith can be read out as well. But the conviction of Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word that will spur us and prompt us and bring to us action and practice. Like how I said in the beginning, you saw the weather warning, you cancelled your preparations, and you made other means, or you took protection and took heed. Like that, the words of Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam supposed to prompt us. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us the understanding. And only when this will come, you will see the life of our iman, the life of the teachings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of the Quran. Otherwise, these words we're reading, brothers. And words be passing on. Today you put this on your status, you put that, you know, you found that, okay, let me forward this. That's all. But let me do it. Or let me start making a change because Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying this. I must become convinced for that. Allah make me convinced. Bring yaqeen. Salahu awwali hazil umma bi zuhdi wal yaqeen. Imam Malik says this here. He says the salah and the goodness of the former of the ummah was with zuhd, abstinence from the love of dunya, and above our means, and yaqeen, conviction in the words of Allah and Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me tawfiq, Allah give us tawfiq through these trying times, that we have firm conviction in the words of Allah and His Messenger Alayhi Salaam. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.